Today's episode is being sponsored by Kingsley 1945 Watches. To check out the Kingsley 1945 collection, go to www.amitdevhonda.com and click on the Kingsley 1945 collection on the upper right-hand corner.
Okay, on with the show. On today's episode, I want to talk about how Ellen DeGeneres wore a Rolex Daytona reference 6241 on Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee with Jerry Seinfeld. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. What's going on there, watch fans? It's Amit Dev Honda, and welcome to my podcast. So I want to start out by saying that, you know, I'm a huge fan of espresso. I love macchiatos. I love all the, you know, all that shit. And I have for so many years. You know, like 2 years ago, my sister, who's a lot healthier than I am, was like, you should totally get into organic coffee. And I'm like, fuck organic coffee, man. I like Jack and Coke. Like, I'm that kind of guy. I don't give a shit about organic. But I should. Maybe I should. But in any event, I have an espresso coffee machine, and I pride myself. I mean, it's a really cheap machine. It's like under $200. I've had it for 6 years. And I was like, you know what? It's time for a new one. And I got the new version, and it's like $150, and slimmer and even more sort of aerodynamic and all that bullshit, because my other one like crapped the bed. And I have these actual, there's this place called Artisan Coffee online that sells capsules that fit Nespresso machines that are organic. And since my other machine was so old, I could taste the coffee. Obviously, it was a good machine, but I think it was really in its last legs when I got these capsules like a year and a half ago. And having it in this new machine, it's like, it's fucking amazing. I mean, it's, you know, I mean, again, it's a cheap machine, but if you can get that machine and these capsules, it will change your life, especially if you love espresso, macchiatos, any kind of, you know, cool Italian coffee drinks, you know. And I'm sorry, this wasn't an ad for Nespresso or for Artisan Coffee, but I just thought I'd share that with you, because I'm sure most of you, if not all of you, drink coffee. So on with the show. I wanted to talk today about, you know, how Ellen DeGeneres, who I've been chronicling for, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 years at least, I would say, on the Rolex watches she wears. You know, she's a huge fan of Rolex. I've talked about her wearing it on, you know, on her own show. I've talked about her wearing Rolex on, you know, The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon. You know, I think she's one of the only women I know of, and I could be wrong, but I know one of the only women I know who can really rock a vintage Rolex Daytona. So she's rocking a vintage Rolex Daytona reference 6241 Paul Newman. It's a white dial with black subdials. You know, very, very, very sought after watch, $175,000. She's rocking that on Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee with Jerry Seinfeld. And I gotta hand it to her, man. She wears it like she wears all her Rolexes. I don't think anyone wears their Rolexes as comfortably or as coolly, male or female, like Ellen DeGeneres. She just wears it in a very sort of casual yet romantic, poetic way that, it just seems very natural. It seems very normal. It seems, it tells a story at the same time, and it's refreshing to see it, because you know, you're seeing women, and I've said this before, you see women only wearing mostly watches that are considered feminine, or with diamonds, or, you know, with satin straps and whatever, made out of fucking foreskin and latex. You see all these different, you know, these different things. I'm being facetious, of course, but you know what I'm saying. Like, there's, you know, women's accessories can get really out of control and look way too delicate in certain situations. And I think there are women who want to wear, you know, everyday masculine watches. And Ellen DeGeneres happens to love masculine men's sports Rolex watches. And I think that's pretty fucking cool. And, you know, on this episode, you see the watch very clearly. It gets a lot of screen time in the car, which was like a mid to late 70s, you know, Toyota Land Cruiser, you know, in a mustard yellow color. And there's a lot of banter between, you know, Jerry and Ellen about, you know, different topics from, you know, penises to how Ellen listened to the advice of Sinbad to how her, you know, how her wife, Portia de Rossi, doesn't want kids and wants to collect horses, you know, to her career and you know, that she has no idea how she got to where she is and what the appeal of her is. And there's just, you know, it was a great conversation. It was cool. It was something that, you know, obviously Ellen's done extremely well. I mean, that's not an inexpensive watch by any means, and but it's a very iconic watch. It's a watch that really, you know, I'd say in the last 5, 10, 15 years, we're seeing this, you know, return to romance, this return to old Hollywood, return to movie stars. Even if she's a, you know, if she's a talk show host, it doesn't matter. She has a worldwide massive appeal and of millions and millions of people who are watching her. And, you know, she's very casual. She dresses almost, I mean, she dresses very androgynously. You know, she dresses a lot in pants and kind of floral shirts and looks, you know, which looks very military or very, like, very military chic in a way. And she's got her own sense of style. I mean, that's what makes Ellen so, I think, fascinating, is that she's not afraid to take risks. You know, she came out as gay before any, you know, was one of the first people publicly, as far as, you know, someone famous to come out many, many years ago. I mean, she's been in the spotlight for a while. She's done stand-up. She's had a phenomenal career. And, you know, why not? She deserves to wear the best. And I think it was really nice to see. It was really nice to watch it, to see it. And if you're a watch fan, you know, this is right up your alley. This is like, this is what, you know, this gives you kind of like a, this gives you like a watch boner, if you will. It just makes you like hard. But the, you know, for the person that's not a watch person, it's just an iconic thing that tells a story. You know, these thing, that's what I love about watches. It doesn't matter. You look at an old Daytona from that time period, and, you know, a lot of people don't realize too that what's interesting about this watch is that it didn't really at the time have anywhere near or close to the relevancy nor the popularity that it has today. In fact, those watches, I mean, I remember when I was in retail and I had a client who would collect these watches. He knew a lot, like, during that time period, you know, he kind of knew that, all right, these watches aren't doing well. They're sports watches. They're chronographs. Men tend to like those. They're steel. He bought all those things, and this is going back 15, 20 years ago that I talked to him about his collection, and he bought these 15, 20 years before that. So, you know, he kind of had a knowing, and now these things that he probably bought for $1,000 a pop are worth a couple hundred thousand dollars. You know, these old Rolexes, like what Ellen's wearing, the reference 6241 Daytona with, you know, the pump chronograph style pushers. I mean, those are legendary. But at the time, you know, it was hard to sell those watches for $800 to $1,000. Retailers couldn't move them. you know? That was a lot of money back then for a sports watch. I mean, shit, they're a lot of money today at $12,000. And in the secondary market, $20,000+. But, you know, it's just really cool that she's wearing a men's vintage watch from 1969. And, you know, it goes with the whole theme of the show with Jerry picking her up in this vintage Land Cruiser. You know, he's wearing an Aerospace. I'm not a big Breitling fan. I'm not going to mention the exact model Aerospace. But Jerry Seinfeld has always been a fan of Breitling from the days of his show. And I think even before that, you know, like he's always consistently been a fan of Breitling. He's always consistently been a fan of Porsche. Like, that's what I like about Seinfeld. Like, he doesn't really detract from that. That's who he is. I mean, he definitely drives so many different other brands of cars on his show, but he knows what he likes and he likes what he likes. And you know, he and Ellen are good friends. And you know, it was a cool, if you get a chance and you have a Netflix account, if you don't, get one. It's cheap. It's cheaper than buying a pack of cigarettes. You know, get it, like, you do yourself a favor. I think this is season 5 of Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee with Jerry Seinfeld. The show is awesome. That's exactly what the title is. It's a show about Jerry Seinfeld, you know, picking up a comedian that he knows or has respect for or both and having a conversation in his car and then going for coffee somewhere, whether he's in New York or LA. Those are pretty much the two consistent places that, you know, are the locations of the show. And, you know, many different, I mean, this season's pretty awesome. I mean, he had Zach Galifianakis was on there, and, you know, he's had Ellen DeGeneres on there, like I just mentioned to you. And, you know, he just had Jerry Lewis on there as well, which is the final episode of season 5, which is just awesome because he's like a hero to Jerry Seinfeld. And I think, you know, he was an inspiration to Seinfeld. So, you know, definitely check that out for sure. There's a couple other comedians in there that are very relevant right now and very now. And it's interesting to see sort of, you know, Jerry talking to these people as well, because he really runs the gamut from Jerry Lewis to Zach Galifianakis and all these other comedians in between. And, you know, Brian Regan, he's a comedian. He's on there. He's been on before. There's an Indian guy that's on there who's a comedian who's got a Netflix special, Hassan something. That was a great interview as well. But definitely check out season 5 on Netflix. Get an account, you know, get wired, sit back, have a beer, and just, you know, binge watch it. It's great. But this most current episode with Ellen DeGeneres wearing a Rolex Paul Newman Daytona reference 6241 was awesome. You know, check it out. And if you have any questions, you can email me at amitdevehonda@gmail.com. I do work on a $150 consultation fee to get started. This gets you an hour of my time, a couple of calls. You know, or if you happen to be in the Vegas area and you want to do it in person, you know, I can meet you for an hour in person, and you know, I can guide, advise, and together we can narrow down what we think is best for you. And then if you decide to work with me to buy a watch, I'll deduct that $150 consultation fee that you originally paid from the final purchase price of the watch. It's a win-win situation. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. And I'm very excited. I did a podcast around this. I've mentioned this before, but I am launching a new online platform called Amit's Corner Shop. You know, it's my way of letting my public, my readership, my fans, you know, kind of engage with me further by having an online presence of amazing watches from the best brands in the world, Patek Philippe's to Audemars Piguet to Rolex's, even Kingsley 1945 watches, which is a brand that I distribute. It's style designed and hand assembled in Providence, Rhode Island. They're built like watches in the $5,000 to $7,000 range for under $2,000. So I'll have a couple of those pre-owned for you as well. Some complicated watches, but I'm really excited. I'm looking forward to working with you. It's also a great platform to sell your watches. So instead of going to your typical eBay and paying the eBay fee and then paying the PayPal fee, it's a, you know, straight 10%. I charge, I charge $150. Sorry, I charge the $150 fee to get started, to list your watch. You know, once you've taken all the images that I need from the front, the back, and the sides, and if the box and papers, if you have them, once I get that and the $150 fee, I'll be happy to list your watch. And then, you know, once it sells, I you use my services to sell your watch, I will deduct the $150 from the final 10% of the agreed upon selling price of your watch. You have nothing to lose. You have everything to gain. And I think it's going to be fun and interesting. So stay tuned for that at www.amitdevhonda.com, which is a great place to listen to my podcast, to check out my videos, to read my world-renowned blog, to engage in my services, to see all the press that I've gotten. It's just a very interactive site, and I'm very, very proud of it. Check me out on social media. My handles for my Instagram and my Twitter are @AmitDevHonda. And until next time, rock on and fly back.